Вы слушаете Сеченов Лайф.
Dear colleagues, fortunately, we have an opportunity to remind you educational material related to subject matter of chronic liver disease of viral etiology. When we talk about chronic hepatitis, first of all, we talk about viral hepatitis, chronic viral hepatitis. Hepatitis is an inflammation in the liver. Hepatitis lasting more than 6 months is generally defined as chronic hepatitis, although this duration is arbitrary. Definition. Chronic viral hepatitis is a systemic viral infection in which necrosis and inflammation of liver cells produce a characteristic cluster of clinical, biochemical, immunological, and cellular changes. Etiology. Viral hepatitis can be caused by hepatitis viruses A, B, C, D, E, by cytomegalovirus, herpes virus group viruses, Coxsackie virus, virus rubella virus, and others. Chronic liver damage is related preliminary to hepatitis B virus, hepatitis C virus, and hepatitis Delta viral infection. Group of so-called chronic viral hepatitis includes hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and hepatitis D or Delta. The prevalence of chronic hepatitis B viral infection, commonly defined as a persistence of hepatitis B surface antigen for 6 months or more, and chronic hepatitis C viral infection, as determined like persistence of hepatitis nucleic acid of hepatitis C virus core antigen for more than 12 months, ranges from 0.1 to 6% across the world. It's a data of World Health Organization. Hepatitis Delta virus, or HDV, affects globally nearly 5% of people who have a chronic infection caused by hepatitis B virus. Risk factors and mode of transmission are similar, identical for hepatitis C virus, hepatitis B virus, and hepatitis Delta virus. Screening is recommended for people who work in healthcare or public safety and were exposed to hepatitis virus positively blood through the needle stick, other injury by sharp objects, or by mucosal contact, to whom who were given a blood transfusion, clotting factor concentrates, or organ transplantation, are currently or have ever been treated with long-term hemodialysis, have abnormal alanine amine transferase ALT levels, or unexplained chronic liver disease. Children born to women infected by hepatitis viruses, to whom who have human immunodeficiency viral infection, are currently using or have ever injected illicit drugs, even if only once or only in distant past have used intranasal illicit drugs, have ever been incarcerated. Hepatitis C. Hepatitis C is a liver disease caused by hepatitis C virus. The virus can cause both acute and chronic hepatitis, ranging in severity from a mild illness lasting a few weeks to a serious lifelong illness. The hepatitis C virus is a positive strand RNA virus encoding a single polymorphic protein precursor that belongs to genus Hepasivirus, a member of the family Flaviviridae. There are six main genotypes of hepatitis C virus, which vary in their response to treatment. Genotype 1 is more common than genotypes 2, 3, 4, 5, and it accounts for 70-80% of cases of chronic hepatitis C. Clinical manifestations of hepatitis C. Many patients are asymptomatic. They do not have jaundice, although some have malaise, anorexia, fatigue, or non-specific upper abdominal discomfort. Often, the first findings are signs of cirrhosis. For example, splenomegaly, spider nevi, palmar erythema, or complications of cirrhosis, like portal hypertension, ascites, encephalopathy. Chronic hepatitis C is occasionally associated with lichen planus, mucocutaneous vasculitis, glomerulonephritis, porphyria cutanea tarda, mixed cryoglobulinemia, and perhaps non-Hodgkin B-cell lymphoma. Symptoms of cryoglobulinemia include fatigue, myalgias, arthralgias, neuropathy, glomerulonephritis, and rashes like urticaria, purpura, leukoplastic vasculitis. Asymptomatic cryoglobulinemia is much more common. Assessment and diagnostic studies in hepatitis C. Diagnosis is based on serological testings of antibodies to hepatitis C virus or anti-HCV. HCV RNA detection and quantification is used to help diagnose hepatitis C and to evaluate treatment and treatment response during and after period of treatment. The most currently available quantitative HCV RNA assays are presented by also qualitative tests can be used to confirm diagnosis of hepatitis C or in sustained virological response after and during the treatment. Qualitative tests can be used to confirm diagnosis of hepatitis C or sustained virological response. HCV genotype is determined before treatment because genotype influences to the course, duration, and future success of treatment. Diagnosis is confirmed by finding positive anti-HCV and positive HCV RNA more than 6 months after initial infection. Liver biopsy is useful for one or more of the following. First, grading inflammatory activity, staging fibrosis or progression of disease, which can sometimes help determine which patients to treat and when, excluding other causes of liver disease. However, the role of liver biopsy is evolving in hepatitis C, and biopsy is being supplanted by non-invasive imaging techniques like ultrasound elastography, magnetic resonance elastography, and serum markers of fibrosis, as well as scoring systems for fibrosis based on serological markers. Liver tests are needed if not previously done. They include serum aminotransferase, ALT, aspartate aminotransferase, AST, alkaline phosphatase, and bilirubin. Other tests should be done to evaluate liver function. They include serum albumin, platelet count, prothrombin time, and international normalized ratio, INR. Patients should be tested for human immunodeficiency virus and hepatitis B infection, because transmission of these infections is similar. If symptoms or signs of cryoglobulinemia develop during chronic hepatitis C, cryoglobulin levels and rheumatoid factors should be measured in such patients. High levels of rheumatoid factor and low levels of complement suggest cryoglobulinemia. For chronic hepatitis C, treatment is recommended for all the patients, except those with a short life expectancy due to comorbid conditions and that cannot be remediated by HCV therapy, liver transplantation, or another directed therapy. The goal of treatment is permanent elimination of HCV RNA or sustained virological response, which is associated with permanent normalization of amine transferase levels and cessation of histological progression. Treatment results are more favorable in patients with less fibrosis than in patients with cirrhosis. Until late 2013, all genotypes were treated with pegylated interferon and ribavirin. Now, interferon-based treatment regimen are not longer used, and ribavirin is not longer considered as a first-line therapy and is used only in certain alternative regimens. Currently, all patients are treated with direct acting antiviral agents, DAA, that affect specific HCV targets such as proteases or polymerases. DAAs are not used in single drugs, but are used in specific combinations to maximize efficacy. Prognosis depends on whether patients have a sustained virological response, no absence of detectable HCV RNA in 12 and 24 weeks after completion of treatment, depending on drug regimen used. Patients who have a sustained virological response have a 99% of chances of remaining HCV RNA negative and are typically considered cured. Nearly 95 patients with sustained virological response have improved histological findings, including fibrosis and histological activity index. In addition, risk progression of cirrhosis, hepatic failure, and liver-related death is reduced. The patients who have cirrhosis and portal hypertension and who were treated with interferon-based regimen, sustained virological response had been shown to reduce portal pressure and significantly reduce risk of hepatic decompensation, liver-related death, all causes of mortality, and hepatocellular carcinoma. Likelihood of achieving and sustained virological response with direct-acting antiviral regimens seems to depend mostly on the following. First, degree of liver fibrosis. Second, response to prior treatment. Third, HCV genotype. Unfortunately, vaccination prevention for hepatitis C is unavailable. Hepatitis B. Hepatitis B virus, a member of Hepatnaviridae family, is a small DNA virus with unusual features similar to retroviruses. HBV replicates through the RNA intermediate and can integrate into the host genome. The unique features of HBV replication cycle confer a distinct ability of the virus to persist in infected cells. Symptoms and signs of chronic hepatitis B vary depending on degree of underlying liver damage. Many patients, particularly children, are asymptomatic. However, malaise, anorexia, and fatigue are common, sometimes with low-grade fever or non-specific upper abdominal discomfort. Jaundice is usually absent. Often the first findings are signs of chronic liver disease or portal hypertension, like splenomegaly, spidenevi, palmar erythema. Complications of cirrhosis like portal hypertension, ascites, encephalopathy. In some patients with chronic hepatitis, manifestation of cholestasis, like jaundice, pruritus, pale stools, steatorrhea. Extrahepatic manifestations may include polyarthritis nodosa and glomerular disease. Assessment and diagnostic studies in chronic hepatitis B. Diagnosis is confirmed by finding positive hepatitis B surface antigen, HBS antigen or Australian antigen, and IgG antibodies to B core antigen, IgG, anti-HBC. Negative IgM antibodies to core antigen of hepatitis B virus by measuring also of hepatitis B viral DNA quantitative investigation of HBV DNA. If chronic hepatitis B diagnosis is confirmed, testing for hepatitis B E envelope antigen and antibody to hepatitis B E envelope antigen usually is done to help to determine the prognosis to guide antiviral therapy. If serologically confirmed HBV infection is severe, antibody to hepatitis D delta virus is measured. Quantitative HBV DNA tests or detection of viral load also used before and during treatment to assess a response. Liver biopsy is typically done to evaluate the extent of liver damage and to exclude other causes of liver disease. So-called liver tests, they include serum alanine transaminase, aspartate aminotransaminase, alkaline phosphatase, and bilirubin. Other tests should be done to evaluate liver function. They include serum albumin, platelet count, prothrombin time, and international normalized ratio, INR. Patients should also be tested for human immunodeficiency virus and hepatitis C viral infection because transmission is of these infections is similar. If symptoms or signs of cryoglobulinemia develop during chronic hepatitis, cryoglobulin levels and rheumatoid factor should be measured. High levels of rheumatoid factor and low levels of complement suggest cryoglobulinemia. Medical management of hepatitis B. Antiviral drugs could be used. In some patients, liver transplantation. Antiviral treatment is indicated for patients with chronic hepatitis B and one or more of the following. Elevated aminotransferase levels, elevated HBV viral load, clinical or biopsy evidence of progressive disease. The goal of treatment is to eliminate HBV DNA. Treatment can occasionally cause loss of hepatitis B E envelope antigen or even more rarely, loss of hepatitis B surface antigen or HBS or Australian antigen. However, the majority of patients treated for chronic hepatitis B must be treated undefinedly. Thus, treatment may be very expensive. Stopping treatment prematurely can lead to relapse and may be severe. However, treatment may be stopped if one of the following occurs. HBE envelope antigen converts to antibodies to HBE envelope antigen. And second, tests for HBS Australian antigen becomes negative. Multiple antiviral drugs are active against hepatitis B, but only four are currently recommended. Entecavir, tenofovir, doxypril from Humirate, and tenofovir alafenamide. Pegylated interferon alpha. Adefovir, interferon alpha, lamivudine, and telbuvidine have been used but are no longer recommended as first-line treatment because of increased risk of adverse effects and development of drug resistance. Hepatitis B is a vaccine-preventable disease. More than 1 billion doses of hepatitis B vaccine have been given worldwide, and it's considered to be very safe and effective vaccine to protect infants, children, and adults from hepatitis B. Hepatitis B immune globulin provides passive immunization for individuals who describe recent exposure to patients infected with HBV. Immunoglobulin against hepatitis B also administered after liver transplantation to persons infected with hepatitis B virus in order to prevent HBV-induced damage to the liver allograft. Hepatitis B immunoglobulin could be administered to mothers, newborns, or both. Hepatitis B immunoglobulin offers protection against HBV infection when administered to pregnant women who test positive for hepatitis B envelope antigen or hepatitis B surface antigen or both. When immunoglobulin against HBV is administered to pregnant women, the antibodies passively diffuse across the placenta to the child. Hepatitis Delta or hepatitis D. Hepatitis Delta is caused by defective RNA delta agent that can replicate only in presence of hepatitis B virus. It occurs uncommonly as a co-infection with acute hepatitis B or as a superinfection in chronic hepatitis B. Acute hepatitis Delta infection typically manifests as unusually severe acute HBV infection in cases of co-infection, and acute exacerbation of chronic hepatitis B carriers in superinfection, a relatively aggressive course of chronic HBV infection. If serological tests for hepatitis B confirm infection and clinical manifestations are severe, antibodies to HDV, anti-HDV of IgG and IgM classes levels should be measured. Anti-HDV implies active infection. It may be not detectable until weeks after the acute illness. In treatment, only support care could be offered. No treatments attenuate acute viral hepatitis. Alcohol should be avoided because it can increase liver damage, and restrictions on diet or activity, including commonly prescribed bed rest, have no scientific basis. Thank you for attention. I suppose it was interesting and useful to you to refresh information related to chronic liver disease of viral etiology.
Sechenov Life.